everybody, and welcome to probably the first of maybe a couple episodes taped at Vita Vegan Con. If not episodes, then special little bonuses and clips. We're still not quite sure what we're going to be doing, but we have been completely overwhelmed by the amount of amazing people to see and talk to, and we've been trying to get interviews and photos, but there's just so much to do that I'm very worried that we might be missing out on a few people. But it's the day is still young. It's Sunday, so we still have some more recording ahead of us. Like I mentioned, this is going to be the first of hopefully a couple short episodes or snippets from Vita Vegan Con. We've got some awesome interviews. We got a few little shit-talking sessions we taped at bars up here in Portland. So enjoy.
Hi, I'm Greg, and you're listening to the Cosmopolitan Hour.
Hey, I'm somebody from the room, see the room 100 times, and you're listening Cosmopolitan Hour, whatever you're listening to, listen well, okay? I'm Tommy Wiseau. Have a groovy time. Bye.
Baseball bat of beer.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I like that.
Sure. Cheers to Portland. Oh, yeah. That was a quiet cheers.
These baseball bats are quiet. Mm.
Damn. So we're at the airport.
We are at the airport.
Ready to go to Vita Vegan Con.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be exciting.
Yes.
We didn't have to go through the rape scan.
We did not. We had differing opinions on who would go through the scanner versus who would get patted down.
You were prepared to go through the rape scanner.
Yeah. I've been through it a couple times. I don't really mind so much, except if there are any effects on my health. I will sue the living bejesus out of everybody.
Yeah, these seem to come very rapidly out of nowhere, and that's what concerns me.
Yeah, the first time it happened to me, I didn't know that it was happening until it was, like, already going on.
Yeah, that's how
it happened
to me.
They were just like, right this way, and I was like, okay, and then I was like, wait, and then I was done.
Yeah.
So that was kind of sneaky of them, because they didn't really give me much of a chance to opt out.
Yeah. The lady just, like, shoved me in a tube and was yelling at me not to move, and I was like, what's going on? And then it was over.
Well, at least you can't see what side you came to.
I guess not. I imagine if I were a man, I would know which side I dress on.
Well, I suppose, but the airport staff wouldn't necessarily know.
True. So I think we're all prepared. What exciting things do we need to get out of the way before we get on the plane? Because this is our last official pre-Portland
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our flight is half an hour late, so we're already not pleased with Oakland.
Yeah. We're ready to get the fuck out of here. Get the hell out of this hellhole. Get us out of here, Southwest. As fast as you can.
That's right.
I don't know, I've had the theme song from Portlandia in my head all day.
Oh, okay. Nice. Good.
So, I don't know if I brought sufficiently 90s looking clothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I remember from all my trips to Portland is that there is just tons of free shit lying out on the curb in front of people's houses. So,
you
can pretty much go shopping on the street.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I will remember that. Maybe I can pick up a new outfit.
Totally. I think when you're on your bike ride tomorrow, you'll probably come back with a new outfit and three new art projects.
Okay.
And possibly a knitting project, too.
Well, I'm excited about that.
Indeed.
Yes.
So, I guess with that, we will finish these ginormous beers.
Yeah, we have gigantic beers.
That were served to us 10 minutes before closing time.
Yes. Apparently, this is a very, very busy establishment that takes 10 to 15 to 20 to 30 minutes to serve a beer.
Oh, but what sweet beer it is. Anyway,
yes.
Yes, I'll probably be updating throughout the weekend with little blurbs.
Yes, so
that's it.
Yes. We'll see you in Portland.
Yeah.
Bye.
We join the opening address of Vita VeganCon with Laura Beck, already in progress.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to thank Janessa, Jess, and Michelle for putting together this entire conference. It's amazing. I just can't believe that it's happening and that it's here. It's just ridiculous that you guys did this. It's like, I knew that it would be special coming to it, but it's like 1,000 times more special now that I'm here. It just feels amazing and really good. And just thank you so much. It's like I was just telling Mev, it's difficult for me to organize getting together with friends who live like a block from me. And you got 250 people into one space. It's just completely amazing. And you sold it out 5 months before it began. Like, I didn't even know there was this many vegan bloggers, and it just got me interested in so many new vegan blogs, like checking them out, and now I have like 150 new blogs in my RSS feeder, and it's even more unmanageable than ever. And I wanted to thank all of the sponsors too. I just was going through the swag bag last night, and it's like actually good stuff in it that you want. It's not crap, and that's really good for a swag bag. So I was just really impressed and so great. And thank the attendees, you guys are awesome, and all of the speakers. And it's so great to meet lots of my vegan heroes and to meet some of my future vegan heroes, and it's just really cool to all be in the same room together. Thank you. My name is Laura, I'm a vegan blogger. I came to blogging like lots of people before me. I had a shitty day job that I hated, and they firewalled all the good websites. So I had to like get creative, and I started writing reviews for Yelp. And this was back in 2005 when Yelp was a startup in San Francisco, and there was basically every place was not reviewed yet. And I became like an obsessed maniac with reviewing. Like I had to be first to review everything, and I would write like 9 reviews in a day and eventually get fired. And I became like so addicted, and unfortunately, my voice and Yelp's policy on swear words began to conflict, and they started taking down a lot of my reviews, and I was completely bummed and pissed off, and so I decided to start a vegan blog and take the show on the road. So I reached out to a friend, Mev, who I'd met on Yelp as a vegan, and we decided to start a blog for vegans in San Francisco. We started Vegansaurus. We had no clue what we were doing. I wasn't reading other vegan blogs at the time because I didn't know about this amazing world. And so we started and we were just like producing content and like it was all over the place and it was pretty unreadable for a while. And that's when we discovered this thing called Vegan Mofo, which is the Vegan Month of Food. I'm sure a lot of you know what it is because it's amazing. And it was started on the PPK by like the force that is the PPK. And through the Vegan Mofo RSS feed, I discovered hundreds of amazing vegan blogs, like every kind of vegan blog for every kind of vegan. There's like blogs for raw vegans and gluten-free vegans. I didn't even know what gluten-free was. And now I know so much about gluten-free food, it's ridiculous. And there were like happy vegans and positive vegans and pissed off vegans and vegans who love pita and vegans who hate pita and vegans who cook like the most amazing mind-boggling meals from scratch and vegans who lived on flaming Cheetos and, you know, it's just every kind of vegan. And it was just like so cool to me that there was this community and it was so awesome and thriving. And I just loved it. And I read and absorbed all of these vegan blogs. And not only did it help shape what Vegansaurus turned into and continues to evolve, it also helped me define and solidify my own veganism, which really like just made me really like commit to my veganism and realize like there's a community. And sometimes if I feel like I'm alone in my community, I can reach out to the blogosphere and see like, oh my gosh, there's these vegans all over who are going through a lot of similar issues. And it just felt really good. And it's just such a great community. And I have this story. I just did this 21-day high raw cleanse thing, and if you know me, like I just am not a cleanser, and it was awful. It was truly everything bad. Like, I was the grumpiest, worst human being for 20 days. I was just, like, disgusting. And every stressful thing was, like, that much more stressful, and every worst day was even worse than that. And all I can say is thank God for vegan blogs during that time, because that's when I really, 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 truly became, like, obsessed with the community. Like, for example, Jenna at Choosing Raw, who I just adore, she taught me that salads don't have to be sad, that they can be, like, amazing and delicious and filled with good stuff. And there were so many other blogs that I could go onto to, like, commiserate about cleansing and bitch about it, and there were blogs that I could go onto that would, like, encourage the cleanse and, like, encourage being healthy in that way and, like, really care. Like, so it was just, like, getting tons of different information through these resources, and it was really, really amazing. And most importantly, I found about a million recipes to make on day 22 of the cleanse, and I made and ate all of them. And so vegan blogs can really be there for you when you need them. And there's another time that vegan blogs have really been there for me. I recently had a really terrible day, the culminating and putting to sleep my childhood dog and best friend forever, Oscar, who was pretty much the coolest dog that you would ever meet. He was just the most special, magical being of awesomeness. And I was just really tired. I got a bunch of negative comments on that blog that day, and they were really, people were being really mean, and I was just like, screw you, screw everyone, screw Vegansaurus, screw all blogs. And I was just feeling like really super bad about it. And I decided, like, to check my email, because I'm, like, compulsive about it between crying jags. And I got an email from a reader saying that she'd been waffling in her veganism and had recently had some major setbacks. And Vegansaurus and some other blogs had gotten her back on track and, like, recommitted her to her veganism. And it felt really, really good. It was as if the blogging gods knew exactly what I needed to hear. And I feel like sometimes blogging is insular because it's something that you do in your bed if you're me, or at a desk if you're more healthy. And you feel like you're typing and sending messages into the void, you know? And events like emails like that and events like this make me know that that's not true. Like, blogging is so much more important than that. And it's powerful and exciting. And it's one of the reasons that Be a Vegan Con is so important. Because sometimes you feel like quitting and you feel like giving up on your blog, or you feel like nobody is listening to you or hearing you. And then you look at this room and you look at the support system that we have and the thousands of readers of our blogs that we're helping, and you know, like, that's not true. We are awesome and we're here and we're fabulous. And I'm so honored to be a part of this with all of you. So let's go to all the workshops and all the panels and all the talks for ourselves and for all the bloggers who can't be here. Maybe we should have a moment of silence for them. And let's just have lots of fun and learn from each other. And I feel like the best piece of blogging advice I could give anyone is don't read the comments and just persevere. And thanks so much for coming and having an amazing time.
Thank you so, so much, Laura. Thank you.
All right, we have an exciting interview. This is our first official Vita VeganCon interview.
Uh-huh. Who knows what order we'll broadcast it in.
That's true.
Yeah.
This will be first.
Yes.
This is super
yes.
legit because we're in like a
we're in a hallway
by a exit.
By an emergency exit. Yeah. Yes. Overlooking the housekeeping staff.
Yeah.
Oh, and that
and the pool.
Young man tanning
deck. Young man.
Hello. That, those are the blinds going up so Ben can take a better look.
That was to facilitate your
Oh, blame it on me,
our
sure.
Ogling.
So we are here with Ben from Suicide Food.
Yes.
The famous Ben of the famous Suicide Food.
Yeah.
And I suppose you're a bit of a linguist.
Okay.
What you have a new word that you're going to introduce into the common parlance.
Well, it's not a new word, it's new in this context.
A new usage.
Got it. Okay.
for the 15-year-olds in the nation's malls to use. And maybe it could go up to maybe early 20s.
Okay.
So we are out of the demographic.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, so am I.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
It is a little awkward. But you're older than us.
Yes.
Sock it to us.
All right. Should I just give it or give it in context?
However you feel comfortable.
Yeah, whatever you want. However you want this to enter the world.
All right, I'm going to talk about the guy down there.
Okay, great, cool.
Okay. Man, that guy is drastic.
That guy is pretty drastic.
He is. What's drastic about him? What's his most drastic feature? I think those pecs are pretty drastic.
Those pecs are pretty daish.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Daish being short for audacious. Oh,
yes. Bodacious.
Bodacious.
Yeah. Or audacious. Maybe that works better.
Yeah, it's like a combination of both words.
How daish of you. You should never you shouldn't have asked me out. That was way too daish.
Good point.
And this place you brought me is trosh.
True.
I'm cool. So, I'm cooler than teenagers. Yeah.
I'll believe it.
You heard it here first.
Yes, it's true. Let me throw some
teenagers
slang words.
Look up to me.
Let me throw you some slang words and you tell me if they're going to fly or not, if they're going to stick.
All right, well, okay.
Crucial.
I think that feels older to me. That feels like it's already come and gone. I don't know.
That's like people who are like Mike's age, like old skaters.
Okay.
You know, who are now in their 30s and 40s use that.
Caustic.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah?
All right. Because the kids, they don't know what it means.
Oh, true.
So it doesn't have any baggage.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Though there is that Fugazi song, Caustic.
Okay. Well, that's so old people fogey of my, stuff now.
Yeah, so exactly. The old 30-year-old, no.
And I don't know anything about young people or young people slang.
Or how their insides
work.
Well,
you had one. You have one.
Well, yes. Yes.
And you own him.
Yes. But he says that things rock.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a little behind the curve right now.
Right. He's got to develop his vocabulary, his slang vocabulary. Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll start him off with drastic.
Dubai.
Oh, that's...
Yeah?
What about like...
That shit was so Dubai, I could not
like
believe
Kabul.
It.
Like Kabul. Because that's, you think of, that's, you know, we got the bombs and it's at that place, because that place is much more drastic.
Yeah, it's pretty drastic.
Because Dubai, you think of as a lot of rich.
It's very daish.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what do you hope to accomplish at this year's Vita Vegan Con?
Really, just spreading the word about drastic.
Good. How's that been going so far for you?
Pretty well. I've already had one interview about it.
I
think it's good.
Good, good.
And I used it a lot in the cab last night.
Yeah.
So I think
the cab driver was very abused.
I think
by
the
you.
Cab driver is going to start using it.
He
totally is.
Next fare, he was.
That's
like,
right.
He's like, you know.
Wow, that was a drastic tip. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. I keep thinking of traditional uses for the word. I can't get my brain out of the group.
You can't get your old person brain around.
I'm not 15.
Am, see, so. And at heart, I'm young.
Good.
I'm very
good.
Young and. I don't know, and very drastic.
Right.
So what's the most drastic thing you've ever featured on Suicide Food? I know that's a loaded question for a blogger to pick their favorite child.
Well, the current post, actually, I think something went up at midnight.
Oh.
I haven't checked.
How drastic.
But the one before that was pretty good, even though it wasn't Suicide Food. It was from the European Fur Breeders Association.
Oh my God.
If that's what they're called. Something like that.
Yikes.
And it was from they have a great ad you can see on YouTube with there's a mink, a cow, and a chicken.
And they all walk into a bar?
No. It's funnier than that.
Oh, okay.
Because what they do, they're all see, the mink is talking about how we animals, we the minks and the cows and the chickens, we all are used by people. Like you, for instance, says the mink, whose name is Fred, says to Simone, the chicken. And there's like photographs. I mean, it's not cartoon characters. It's a chicken and, mink and a cow.
Jesus.
And I can't remember the cow's name.
So
the whole anecdote is kind of ruined now.
We can just edit it in.
Good, good.
We'll call her Miss Cleo.
The mink is saying, well, you know, you, cow, you are useful. And people make their shoes out of you.
How nice.
And you, chicken, they eat you and things. Well, with me, it's really just the same. You know, sure, we're all used. for our stuff.
Dwayne did oppression. Yeah. Hooray!
Yeah.
Well,
that's
so,
right.
So maybe that was actually a really inadvertently great blow for veganism. Then you get, you know, people who are anti-fur, and there's a lot of them thinking about.
Well, maybe it was poorly thought out, but they
double-edged sword.
They do have a slogan. Oh man, it was the Welfur Association or the Welfur. It's called
WELFUR.
And they. I have a slide in my presentation.
Your presentation.
I think my head's gonna explode.
Where they say, what does it say? Something like, Welfur. Or fur farms represent the best in animal welfare. The best. So you really, that's it. I mean, or certain, you know, certified.
Oh my
fur
God.
Farms.
I think my brain is leaking out of my ear.
But that's the best.
That's pretty much the best that those men can hope for.
That's the best any of us can hope for.
That's true. When I am old, I really just hope that I can expect that level of care.
Yeah, like the Eskimos. That's
all
what
they I want do. Is to be anally electrocuted.
Sure.
Isn't that what we all want at the
quiet
end of the day?
Dignity of a,
yeah,
you
to
know.
Be quietly.
Was that racist about Eskimos? It was supposed to be. I wasn't trying
probably.
To be. Okay. Well,
I
acknowledge.
I
that.
Think this interview is over.
I think it might be. I was pretty dressed.
I'm
that
just
was
just throw my coffee in your face. Yeah, that was pretty trosh. You're really a lot better at picking up on this new slang than me.
I'm young at heart.
Yeah, that's true.
I have an old soul and a young heart.
I'm just old and crotchety in almost
like,
every way.
Yeah, good. Old. Good. My pancreas. Very old.
Very old.
My knees are pretty old.
Good. Well, this has been a pleasure. And
yes.
You, sir, are a gentleman and an explorer.
Thank a scholar.
You. And a scholar.
Thank you.
As well.
I appreciate it.
All right. On to more fun. So we are taking a brief respite from all the insane activities of Vita VeganCon.
Yeah. It's been a real whirlwind of activity.
Yes.
I kind of anticipated having more downtime.
Me too.
Which is weird.
Perfect timing. We want to talk to you. We're going to interview our lucky winner. We're recording. Jocelyn just walked over. Jocelyn won our last minute contest to get the last Vita VeganCon ticket in existence.
Yay. With my very sad, sad story.
Yes.
About my poor little kitty.
And how is Lady Marmalade doing?
Lady Marmalade keeps falling off the sofa.
Oh,
poor lady.
Is she okay? Is it like harmless
falls?
Well,
this last time, I don't think she's okay, but this last time it's a little bit funny.
Yeah.
She seems to have reactions to something in my shampoo, and she acts like it's catnip. So I wake up to my cat writhing on top of my head. And it's really odd. And she started writhing while I was laying on the sofa, and she was writhing on the edge of the sofa, and she just fell backwards.
Oh, poor thing.
She just went to the room, and she's going to come right back. And
okay.
Yes, we are interviewing our lucky scholarship winner.
Oh, hi.
Gabrielle.
Yeah, I recognized you. I've been sitting behind you. And I can recognize people from the back, which then I tell them about that, and they think it's really, like, Footface is completely creeped out by me now.
Well, he's a creepy guy. It's okay.
Yeah. And he's one of only a couple dudes of his, like, approximate age,
True.
The whole thing.
And he has a very distinct look.
Well, he posts lots of pictures of himself and his son.
That's true.
See, when people say they recognize me, I'm like, oh my god, do I post lots of pictures of myself? I should really stop doing that.
I'm just an all-around creepy person.
Vegans are creepy in general. You're in good company.
Internet vegan.
Yeah, totally.
It's a weird thing where you, like, I mean, I went back to the hotel room and I was just kind of chilling out a little bit. And I went on the PBK because I wanted to see the hurricane thread, see if anybody had posted. And so far, New York is, like, silent, which is a little worrying. But a lot of other people are like, yeah, it's really rainy and, like, my backyard flooded, but it's okay. Which sucks, but, you know, they're okay. So that's the update.
My sister's in Richmond, and I had a call from my 3-year-old niece this afternoon, so I think they're fine.
Oh, good. That's good.
It's probably not as bad. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But other, like, the PBK is very quiet right now. Like, there's hardly...
There, like, who's not going to be?
Yes, there is. Yeah. They're bitter.
Well, it's like there's everybody who's here, and then, like, if New York isn't posting, then that's, like, another big thing. Yeah. So what's left? Like, the Europeans, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
And they post in the middle of the night.
But a bunch of Canadians are here, really? So...
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
There was a guy from Halifax in the Small Towns Forum.
Really?
Yeah.
Halifax is...
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, he lives in St. John's now.
Newfoundland, the tofu guy. I really want to meet him. I hope he has it. Does he have an accent? Does he have a Nupi accent?
Not really. I didn't notice one.
That's too bad.
I'm not going to have a crush on him. I kind of have a crush on him.
Did he say bye an inordinate amount?
Bye?
Bye.
Yeah. Like,
it's kind of like a weird Nupi verbal tick.
No,
more like, I don't know. I can't think of a usage. In the
way to fail, Jordan.
I know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You've completely lost me.
It's just like it sneaks into normal speech. Huh. Like you'll just end a sentence that would normally just end, but you'll put bye on the end.
Yeah, I kind of know what
that's
you're talking
about. Yeah. Weird.
Like I'm gonna go to the mall bye. Yeah. Like, seriously, I'm not.
But not like I'm going to the mall bye bye.
Yeah. Oh. But like I'm going to the mall bye. I'm gonna eat a hot dog.
Is it always about movement?
No,
it's just an ending.
Yeah, it's just like a verbal tick. It's kind of like
it's a way of it to A. It's an enunciation sort of the punctuation mark.
It's sort of like in French. A lot of French Canadians will say la, like just like as like a placeholder, kind of like almost.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's a filler.
It's similar in Cantonese. You end a lot of sentences with ah or la, and it's just a way of like saying something at the end of your sentence.
Right.
See, this is not a phrase I expect to hear at a vegan conference. It's similar to Cantonese.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Hong Kong for a little bit, so I know a little Cantonese.
It's not very a lot.
Erica's very worldly.
I get around. Is that what you're trying to say, Jordan?
No.
Just say it. Just say I'm a big slut.
I have slept with people on this continent and in Asia.
Whoa.
The same person.
Oh,
I guess,
yeah,
but,
that's true. Yeah. Europe too.
So you do get around, is what you're saying, right?
There may have been a sly handy in Australia. I don't know. Don't you listen to the podcast? This is how we roll. We roll fast and loose. So how have you been enjoying... That reminds me. Let's get back to topic. How have you been enjoying Vita Vegan
Pod? I thought you were going to ask me more about my cat. I was going to tell you about how I trimmed it down. I was actually went for more of a sub-story in the beginning.
No, I think it was just the right length. It was very succinct.
Yes,
and I was like, bam, winner.
I was careful because at first I had my paragraph and I was crafting it, right? And in it, and this is true... I was going to say, I actually did not go on vacation this year because I stayed home to give my cat her pills. No one else can do it.
Oh, my God.
Now we can stop talking about her. Yeah. Sorry.
So Jocelyn has established herself as the world's most caring cat mom.
Yes.
The most loving cat owner ever.
You can say what you really mean.
No. No, I admire that because... I know what it's like to have an animal that you love so much, you would tear out your own eyeballs for them.
Yeah.
So.
She's the color of your head. Sorry, this is me, like, really punchy, I guess.
Are you living for the thing?
Yes.
Okay. But I am having an awesome time.
Awesome.
I am having awesome.
Great job.
Good job to you guys.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
I think it went well.
It went well. I think.
Would you like to make a guest appearance?
Oh, shit. Goals? Are you guys...
We are recording. Say hi.
Hey, why don't I interrupt you guys?
We are Webley Bowles from Stumptown Vegan. Just dropped by to say hello. Another fabulous vegan podcast.
You were awesome, actually.
Oh, thank
this
you.
This morning. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone was awesome.
Everyone's awesome.
High fives all around.
Woo!
Everybody.
High five convergence in the middle. 1, 2, 3. Oh, Gabrielle, you missed out.
Is that the point?
I was awesome, too.
Yes, you were.
Is that the point when you add in, like, the big...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. The big explosion sound.
Except we're thinking that we're going to do a cut specifically for Kitty that doesn't have the sound effect so that she won't get scared while watching me.
Yeah.
Because I guess that sound effect scared the crap.
Apparently we re-traumatized some of the listeners.
Yes.
It's okay.
We should also do a cut without us eating.
Jess's laugh scares some people sometimes. I always have to tone it down because she's got this great cackle.
Yeah.
I always got to like compress it so it's not quite as loud. So.
Right.
Anyway,
excellent.
I'm sure your podcasters.
Actually, that's true. When I first met Jess, I was like, "Oh,
you're so loud."
Must be crazy on the podcast.
Yeah.
there's ice water hate going on right now.
I just
started recording.
Hey, I hate ice water.
Wow.
You've been like sitting next to me all this time and I hate ice water.
I hate that I always have to say I want water.
Everything
with
about
no
you
ice.
Is a lie.
And then I'm like a snotty person that's like, yeah. I don't want this
tea.
On my sandwich.
Yeah.
I want water
I'm
ice.
Finicky. It makes me cold. That's the thing. I don't like cold water.
I know.
And water
and
with
when
ice
you take
even
a
worse.
Sip at the bottom, then ice falls all over your face.
That is pretty terrible.
It's hard. It's really hard to deal with.
Let's take a brief moment to introduce our segment
here.
That
is better.
Jordan and I are partaking in the grand tradition of the Cosmopolitan Hour and having beers and recording. And with us, joining us, is the very exciting duo of Katie and Gabrielle. Welcome,
Woo!
Ladies.
Hi.
Yes, drinking and recording with us.
And bitching about ice water.
And yes. bitching about ice water. God, you guys are so fucking nice.
That's all I have to say. Podcast is over.
Fucking high maintenance.
Throw down
ice
your beer
water
and like stomp off.
Okay. I'll go get something greasy and fried.
I'm looking forward to that.
So, it seems to me like homegrown smokers taken every amazingly, deliciously disgusting thing you possibly could imagine and either deep fried it or covered it in fake cheese or wrapped it in a burrito or something. So, what do you think homegrown smoker has not attempted to do that they should attempt to do?
I don't know. I don't know their menu very well. I've only eaten there twice.
Well, their specials are what, like, they post them on Facebook every day.
Ooh.
And they, like...
I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know if I could torture myself like that, like seeing their specials every day on Facebook.
It's fascinating, though. Like, they'll use a burrito and they'll put, like, some mac and cheese in there and then they'll deep fry a pickle and put that in there and then they'll, like, wrap
Jesus
it up
Christ.
And then they'll, like, put cheese on it and, like, deep fry that and then, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be able to see that every day because I would just be like, why don't I live in Portland?
I feel like he thinks it's, like, kind of an art form, though. Like
how extreme can I be?
Yeah.
True.
That's kind of how Mike is.
Yeah.
Like, he's making, for the next vegan happy hour, he's making deep-fried guacamole.
Oh,
Whoa.
My God.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome, but, like, how do you eat it?
It's, like, batter. Like, I think it's a fairly stiff batter. Or, no, wait. You freeze the guacamole in, like, lumps.
Yeah.
Then you dip it, then you deep-fry it. So it's, like, it looks like a fritter, I think.
Like, similar to making fried ice cream.
Yeah.
Similar concept. Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before somebody does deep-fried Earth Balance. Now that they've done
right,
deep-fried
butter,
at the Iowa State Fair.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, totally disgusting. But you know somebody's going to veganize it. You just know it.
Yes.
Okay, Saturday. The homegrown smoker specials. Trubin, thinly sliced smoked gluten pastrami on grilled rye with grilled peppers and onions, pickles, kraut, diet cheese, remoulade sauce. Choice of side.
Oh my God.
And then
Katie's down
I think
for
I might
it.
Need to eat second lunch.
Oh yeah, totally.
Coconut
we're
batter
there.
Fried Oreos with chocolate sauce.
That for Christ's awful. Sake.
I feel like I
that's
what
just
the
ridiculous.
Oh, no.
That's what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Bubba's so cute.
Aw, cute kitty.
Bubba looks a lot like my ex's cat that was also my cat for a time. Yes.
Who knew that Schmizzo's has no Wi-Fi?
That guy loves cigars.
Yeah,
he really does.
He's not messing around. Do you think it's full of cigars? I hope so.
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
This old man is carrying a bag that says, I love cigars. I heart cigars.
I heart cigars.
I'm kind of concerned. I feel like a man his age shouldn't be smoking cigars. I mean, nobody of any age should be smoking cigars.
Amen.
But especially not him.
Aw, but he loves them.
Yeah. It's like, they're like any button pleasure in life.
Yeah.
They're the only thing I still live for.
Yeah. And that bitch over there is telling me I shouldn't have them.
Her, man.
Holier than thou vegan bitch who doesn't even like ice water.
It's fun to play with straw, though.
That's true.
Give it that.
That's true.
Jordan and I were saying yesterday how refreshing it is, even coming from San Francisco, to like go to Portland and... Like, it's almost like the reverse in Portland, where if you want to survive as a business, you have to offer a vegan option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really refreshing to see that. Yeah, let's see what
I think
schmizza.
Like,
we're at like a very nondescript kind of...
Garden noodle with olive oil. Sauteed spinach, black olives, red onion, mushrooms, zucchini, tossed in olive oil and garlic, topped with Roma tomatoes and Parmesan cheese.
Although I think...
You could probably get it
with
the
Parmesan. We are very close to Portland State University, and I think in any college area in a larger
alligator?
Camp, they're gonna have vegetarian.
And they have alligator.
They have alligator on them?
Oh my god, they actually, yeah, it's alligator sausage.
Holy shit.
Stage of protest right now.
Okay.
Let's go get all the vegans.
Alligator sausage. All right. I thought alligator sausage was like a brand of tempeh sausage or something.
No, no.
And you guys are like, wow, they have it. They have it. And I'm like,
because it's Portland. You're like, oh, it's got to be.
I thought you guys were all excited. Like, oh, they have alligator brand sausage here. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, oh, no, actual alligators. Got it. Okay.
We went to New Seasons, like up. Kind of down by Alberta.
that's kind of my feeling about Portland. I don't know where the fuck I am at any given time.
I find it very confusing. But there's like a rib joint, like a down home rib joint
in the parking
that
lot.
Has vegan options.
Awesome.
Like in a big sign that's like
we now have vegan options. I may be projecting here, but I sensed a hint of desperation in that sign. Like, we have vegan options, please. Yeah. Please come visit us.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll go all vegan.
Give us business. Don't go to New Seasons.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Oh, my God. And so at New Seasons, I procured the shittiest suntan lotion, sunblock, ever. I've ever had in my entire life.
What's so shitty about it?
It was mislabeled. Like, I think it was actually mime paint.
It's like you put it on and it's like thick and white, and then like the second that you try and rub it in, it like basically curls up and peels off your body.
God.
So it's just like I had it like all over. I was sitting in the car trying to put it on, and I just had like flakes of sunscreen everywhere, all over.
I think that's a new style in sunscreen, like flakes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like basically you're meant to put it on like body armor or something. Like you put it on and like hard, and then it just, I don't know. Like,
that's unpleasant.
It actually was really unpleasant. Mm.
I prefer the get a sunburn in the beginning of the year, and then I don't get burned anymore because I have the base tan.
See, that's a good technique.
I would like that more if I didn't have the tattoos.
Yeah. I've been really bad this summer since I still got this, and I haven't been wearing sunscreen at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad about wearing sunscreen.
Yeah.
I'm awful at it.
I don't burn, so if I do wear it, it's just right here.
I do burn, and I've been getting the most hilarious biking sunburns.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because I went for a ride with Megan, and I had an arm warmer on, but then my jersey sleeve, like, kind of flapped around, so I ended up having a sunburn that was, like, a triangle right there. And then I ended up having ones on the tops of my legs that were just kind of like S-shaped, and I don't even know how they happened. Like, they just had S-shaped sunburns on the top of my legs.
I get the Chaco tan line because I don't wear biking shoes. I wear sandals when I ride my bike, and I rode from Bellingham to Port Townsend, which is like 70 miles.
Wow. Holy shit, in sandals?
Yeah, in Chacos. Wow. And like, I got there, and my feet were so fucking tan, like crazy tan with the Chaco Z. And then everyone else is like, "How are your feet so tan? It's only May." And I'm like, "Oh, I rode my bike to Port Townsend." They have the same reaction. You rode 70 miles in sandals? Yes.
What do you
crazy.
Call it? Sandal tan?
Chacos. Chacos. The kind of shoes I'm wearing right now. They make a Z pattern when you have a tan line.
I always call those Tevas.
No, because this is the brand name.
Right.
It's Chaco.
Oh, okay. But those just look exactly like Tevas.
Except they have better arch support.
Oh, okay. Oh. I will keep that in mind.
Yeah,
I
just
take note, listeners of the Cosmopolitan Hour.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm just a snob. I'm a Chaco snob.
Yeah. You're a Chaco snob and an ice water snob.
Yes.
No. I thought that was my moniker.
I think maybe we're both ice water.
She's so snobby that she didn't even get water.
I didn't. Yeah. I will not.
She's like, I'm not even going to order this on the off chance that it has ice on it. In it.
Well, I just don't want to waste it because I won't drink it, and then it'll be
Fair
wasted.
Enough.
I'm going to waste
true.
It.
That's true. You are very conscientious.
Maybe I could have gotten in and poured it on my head.
So, yeah, that's true. My favorite Vita VeganCon moment so far has been learning that Terry Hope Romero would like to veganize all the Dothraki recipes from the Game of Thrones TV show and book series. Even though the recipes, I haven't finished the TV show and I haven't read the book, so I don't think there's actual recipes, but I think their food is described at great length in the book.
Oh yeah, probably.
Perhaps.
Pause for the streetcar. Stare at the streetcar.
Yeah. I'm confused pause. Because the streetcar is going.
Streetcar.
Seriously.
Yeah, that thing is nice.
Oh, damn.
A fucking nice streetcar.
I know. Nice colors.
We're like ogling the streetcars the way some men ogle women. We're like, wow, they got some sweet ass public transit.
Well, I mean, look at its ass. It's cute. It's got like a little smiley face.
Yeah, it does.
In Portland, the streetcars have smiley faces.
Look at those curves.
Yeah. After Bart and Muni,
and then after, like, which you're familiar with, and I don't know about Bellingham, if they have, like,
we have a bus, but I don't ride it.
Katie.
The people were really pushy. The dudes that were in the, like, weird, at the airport one?
It was like an Oakland one, the dudes that are like, here, I'll
show you. What do you need? What do you need? I'll help you.
Oh,
I have, you buy this one for me.
Oh, selling tickets and shit?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, no, I don't want your help. I want to figure it out. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they didn't want to help you. I think they wanted to scam
you. They did want to scam me.
But even if they did want to help me, like, I hate being helped.
Me too.
So much. Yeah, if I ask for help.
Me too. I'm such an asshole about it. I'm like, I don't need your fucking help. Go away. I can figure it out by myself.
I know I have to, like, read the screen and figure out how it works, but I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Like, don't show me. Just let me read this, and then I'll ask you 5 questions. Plus, I don't like people.
Pretty much.
But I like you guys. You guys are all right.
Yeah.
I like way to like uphold the nice Canadian stereotype there, Gabrielle.
Yeah, I can be a bit of a bitch.
I am nice though.
No, you are very nice.
I am nice though.
I know. Look at this one. This one's blue.
You guys
Ooh, look at her.
Oh my God, the seats are like
she's got a round ass.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I hope that lady doesn't think we're actually talking about her.
Oh my gosh.
That lady that just walked by. That lady has a round ass.
Sorry, we were talking about the streetcar.
Yeah, we were objectifying the public transit, not you.
Oh my God, poor lady. Oh,
I like the,
Oh, I love cigars guy and that lady.
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where you just sit around and drink and talk shit on everybody that walks by. It's a very popular segment.
I do that every day.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Oh, you should get yourself a recording.
Podcasters, they're just like us. It's like that segment, Us Magazine. Celebrities, yeah, they're just like us.
Oh, God.
They pick up their dog shit. They brush their teeth.
I know. Paris Hilton brushes her fucking teeth? Oh, my God. I hope somebody got a photo. So I know one of the public transit rules in San Francisco is that every time you get on the Muni, there's going to be one person that doesn't wear deodorant. And they're going to be, like, aggressively smelly. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, is there a rule,
crack,
like a Murphy's Law of transit in the Vancouver area? And can you tell us what it is?
Well,
well, I know you don't live in Vancouver.
Now,
but,
yeah, we have a bus. We have, like, a little bus, and it's 12 people.
Aww.
And everybody on the island is a hippie, so nobody's wearing deodorant.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
You're definitely going to get your
So the
BO.
Bus is very whiffy.
But yes, there is a Murphy's Law in Vancouver as well, I think. It's also because it's very wet, and, like, you come in, and then you're sweaty, and I stink on public transport, I'm pretty sure. So.
I stink every day. All the time.
Surprise, you're all sitting next to me.
I slept in a bedroom last night.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Oh, you're done.
I drink really fast.
Oh. That's awesome.
I'm jealous. I like, Katie is a serious drinker. I am a great admirer.
Fact. She eats 2 meals at once, always. Almost always.
Not always.
I'm jealous of that kind of thing. I've never been good at, like, see, I eat a lot, but I eat it really spread out, so it's just really time consuming, you know?
I eat really fast too.
Yeah, I'm slow, so it's,
oh man, I'm such a fast eater.
You gotta, like, open up that gullet and just let it drop down.
I think it's because I started working in a restaurant when I was 12.
Oh.
So, like, you'd order food, and then it would be slow, it'd be, like, dead. You'd order your breakfast, and then it would be every table in the restaurant is full, and you have to, like, run around, so you're just, like, shoveling the food in your mouth. You have, like, 5 minutes to eat your whole meal, and I still eat like that.
When I eat meals,
I eat like someone's
with her.
Chasing me.
Yeah, when I eat meals with her, I get really nervous. So I'm like, shit, I'm not keeping up.
I just sit there.
I'm trying to keep up with Katie.
Well, like, I usually just stop talking and just start eating. Just eat fast.
Can't talk,
like,
eating.
I was here for Jess's birthday a couple years ago. We went to breakfast at Junior's. There were probably 10 or 12 people. I ordered 2 breakfasts. I got the super rare tofu and I got the vegan French toast. I finished before anyone else at the table.
Impressive.
Both breakfasts. And I did this. Because I was excited about my food. And I also, like, rock what I'm eating. Because I'm really excited. So I looked like a crazy person. Like, I didn't know anyone else at the table except for Jess. And I'm, like, eating and rocking and done first. And I had 2 meals. It's
nice
great.
That they let disabled people into these sorts of things.
I don't know. I've met some awesome people this weekend. And you were one of them, Katie.
Yes. Oh, is this the first time you guys have met?
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah, because you couldn't come when I was in San Francisco.
Yeah,
I can't remember what happened.
I think we tried to see you guys. Oh no, you and Mike were somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you were probably in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
We go to Palm Springs twice a year. That's where my in-laws live. So it's not so glamorous, but
Pranjal says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi Pranjal.
Remember when I drove him to the potluck?
Yeah.
And I was so afraid.
I remember your post being like, is he gonna kill me with a knife?
I was fine. And all my friends, like my real life friends, were like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's cool. He's on the PPK.
That dude is hella drastic.
Yeah, oh my goodness. He's super drastic.
He's really, really, really muscular.
He's got some pretty dache delts there.
We're not talking about a streetcar, by the way. We're talking about a real dude.
Are you familiar with the new slang words that everyone's using?
I heard it, yeah.
Okay, good. So you're not behind the times?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So it's new parlance that Footface is introducing.
We just call him Footface.
The vernacular. Yeah, Ben of Suicide Food, Footface.
Oh, okay.
He has a blog, did you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has a blog? Oh my god. I'm gonna have to check it out. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Don't read the comments.
Okay.
I loved that was in the opening speech, by the way.
Yeah. What was the, what's his word?
Drastic.
Drastic. I keep forgetting it. I'm like, extreme? No. Drastic. So, drastic. That's the hot new slang word. But we're also throwing a few more out, you know, like troche or doche.
Troche or doche.
Yeah,
troche.
Like atrocious or audacious.
Oh,
or no, okay. dache. Audacious.
Yeah. I'll bring them back to Canada.
Good. Yeah, yeah. We'll make it like an international campaign to get people speaking these crazy slang words.
Tell all the 15-year-olds that you know.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's the demographic.
I'll tell all of my clients at the place I'm working is like youth-centered.
Perfect.
I'll tell all of them about it.
Actually, I know a ton of 15-year-olds.
Just start using it really like surreptitiously.
My friend has started like playing with 15-year-olds.
Yeah, and they do really like
in a band?
No.
I need to get a fake.
Like when it's nice out, they play street hockey.
Oh, cool.
When it's not, they play magic cards.
It doesn't always help. Oh my god. That's adorable.
Happy 36th birthday.
It might a little.
Maybe just a little bit.
Kind of like they are his friends.
That she busts out sometimes.
Yeah, I need it for work.
Oh, wait. Now we've got two conversations going on
while
we're recording.
I apologize, listeners.
What do I have?
You have a fake wedding ring to discourage.
Oh, yes, I do have a fake wedding ring.
I need one of those for my new job.
Good, good.
Do you have a ring?
No, I don't wear rings. I never have.
I guess I
got my fake wedding ring for $10 at a rest stop in Utah.
Oh,
along with a really nice, like, homemade, Jordan's seen it, like, homemade Xerox, like, it's a zine made by this grandma who probably has no idea what a zine is, but it's, like, quips and quotes and cleaned up jokes by somebody's grandma in, like, fucking rural Utah, and it's, like, you know, really, like, wholesome family circus kind of, like, Bible-based humor, and with some really, like, troche racial anecdotes thrown in.
Yeah, a little bit of racism.
Yeah.
So on the travel panel today, Colleen Holland said that Salt Lake City is the new vegan Mecca.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
I was just way.
I would never have believed it had I not been there myself.
There's enough alcohol in it to get you wasted.
They have beer.
But there's a rule in Utah. It has to be under a certain percentage, I thought.
But like... How does that make it not a vegan?
Salt Lake City. Okay.
Because, well, okay, it's not a Katie Mecca.
It's not
Mecca.
A Katie Mecca.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't be going there.
Salt Lake City is actually, it's viewed by the majority of Mormons as, like, Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, there's a lot of Mormons in Salt Lake City, but, you know, because it's so big, it's, like, it's the sinful big city.
Is that where the fallen Mormons go?
I don't, I mean, it's also where the giant Mormon temple is. It's where the Mormon headquarters are. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense, but there are a lot of non-Mormon, what Mormons call Gentiles. There are a lot of Gentiles living in Salt Lake.
They call them Gentiles.
They call them Gentiles.
They call us Gentiles.
Yeah.
We're Gentiles.
Yeah, non-Mormons are Gentiles.
Like, twice over. Like, the Jews think we're Gentiles. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming, I know you're not Jewish.
I'm not.
We're not Jewish. Then we're Gentiles from the Jews and we're Gentiles from the Mormons.
Yeah.
I'm Mormon.
Are you Mormon?
No.
Are you from one of those cities
but
in D.C.?
No, but I am from a very Mormon. The smaller temple, not the Salt Lake City one, is in Cardston.
Oh, okay.
Which is 45 minutes from where I grew up.
Yeah, they started a lot of colonies in Canada and Mexico when polygamy became illegal.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like the middle of the prairie, and then there's
there's a red
streetcar.
We've got to
stop an Ogle. Ogle streetcar. Ooh, she's red.
I like her color schemes.
Oh, yeah.
She's blushing. Point.
You're so roomy.
Oh, Hannah Kaminsky.
Oh, Hannah Kaminsky is on the streetcar.
Hi, Hannah. She's waving.
Yeah.
Hannah Kaminsky's waving. Yes. Yay.
Okay. Does she recognize us, or she think that we're crazy?
She thinks we're crazy. I've never met her.
Probably.
Oh, I have my name tag on still.
but I'm pretty sure she couldn't see that.
I'm sure she couldn't, but
she was probably like people with tattoos. They're
I'm sure she does.
They're vegan. Yeah. It's Portland. They're vegan.
Yeah.
So
we're at a vegan bloggers conference.
We were talking about
Utah.
Utah. Yeah, oh, I got distracted by
Cardston.
It's not that exciting.
I've been to Cardston.
I'll make it sound exciting.
Salt Lake City is surprisingly vegan friendly.
Have you been there?
I was there about a little over a year ago. I was shocked because before then I was like, fuck Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City's hell on earth. Blah, blah, blah. And I developed that opinion because my mom went to college for a few years in Utah, in Logan, Utah, which is just north of Salt Lake City, and had a very horrible time. We're not Mormon, so she obviously did not fit in, and just was very unwelcome there, did not enjoy it at all. And then when I went to college in Philly, and I ended up driving across the country several times in my car, as you drive. And you have to go on I-80, you have to go through Salt Lake City. And for years, I-80 was under construction. You had to go through this like bizarre like detour route that took you around the city instead of through it. And you would always get lost. And I would just be like, fuck Salt Lake City. I fucking hate this shithole. Yeah, it was strong feelings.
Really strong feelings about places.
Yeah.
Like, plus, there are some parts of like the Bay Area where she's just like,
oh, really?
Fuck that place. And I'm like, yeah. Dude, whoa.
Like what?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, well, when the BART protests were going on, there was a PBK thread where you got mad at somebody who lived in the North Bay a little bit.
Oh, I didn't get mad.
Yeah.
I just pointed out, I was like, oh, you don't have BART there, so that's why you don't take BART.
But I've heard, okay, maybe I read more into it because I've heard you rant about the North Bay.
Oh, yeah, I definitely rant about Marin County because Marin County is a fucking piece of shit.
It is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
How do you really feel?
Marin County is a fucking piece of shit.
Wasn't there like a weather thread where Erica like started freaking out too?
No, because there was, but I had a really good reason because there was like, it was winter in San Francisco and there were storms. You know, what we call storms is just like heavy rain, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
All these people who weren't from San Francisco but lived there were like, this isn't a storm. Back home, we have 20 fucking miles of snow. And then it like, then your head freezes in a block of ice. And you guys are just wimps. And so I had to like go in and be like, all right, if you don't like what we call storms, shut the fuck up and move home. And then it stopped.
I had to be extremely diplomatic in that thread because I'm one of those people. I live in the Bay Area and I'm like, I feel really cold right now, but at the same time I've also experienced like -58.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to ever experience -58.
You don't.
I never will, I'm pretty sure.
It's good. But yeah, it's like, you know, I recognize that this Celsius. Feels cold, but at the same time I'm like, this won't kill you if you go outside.
So. Totally.
How many degrees Fahrenheit is that?
I don't know.
What, -58? Stupid.
Yeah.
It's probably like -70 something.
I thought you meant -58 Fahrenheit.
Well, but it would be...
it would be lower.
Colder, yeah.
Yeah, lower Fahrenheit.
It would be like minus...
8,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, -8,000.
It would be seriously like minus
anything. I don't want to experience.
And that's how cold it is in Edmonton. -8,000.
I don't want any minus anything.
Seriously, you said -58?
-58.
That's probably like 150 Fahrenheit. Like
really?
-150.
That's awesome. Insanity. I think the worst I've had is like -45. I don't think I've gone
more
than
that. It might not be that. It's probably like 120 or 130 Fahrenheit. But that's fucking cold.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last winter that I lived in Edmonton, I remember I was living in a basement suite.
Oh, God.
And I came home one day, and like it was so cold. Like I had a 15-minute walk from the the bus stop where I take my bus from university to where I was living. And I like that 15-minute walk, I'd be wearing like tons of clothes, and, like big boots, like totally covered up, like as much stuff as I could possibly wear. And by the end of that 15-minute walk, every time, like when it was really cold, like I would start to feel that like, oh, just sit down, just lie down. Which is what, like, the beginning of hypothermia.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
It's scary. And, like, you know, it's one thing scary. If you're, like, it would usually set in, like, a block or two from home. So it was kind of like, okay, it's easy enough to just kind of, like, okay, don't
just go home.
But if it's like windy and snow's blowing in your face too, you kind of like
you can get really disoriented.
Like, yeah, like, oh, I can't see anything.
I would feel like I'm dying. Yeah.
I would probably just die.
That sounds like
I would. I would lay
just
down.
Listening to it makes me want to die.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but I got home one of these days that was really cold, and I had like a bathtub down there, and I go into the bathroom, and I look at the bathtub, and like the. It had like a dripping faucet, and all the water had frozen.
Oh my god!
My bathtub.
Oh man!
So I had like an inch or so of like ice on the bottom of my bathtub. I had to like run hot water forever to get it.
Oh my
like
god.
All of this kind of.
That sounds awful.
That's what it's like to be a Canadian.
It was really awful.
You guys are badass.
Yeah.
You guys are hardcore survivalists.
Until I go to Palm Springs with my husband, which is where he's from, and it's like 120, and I'm like. Kill me. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm just like, I can't even go outside. Like, I just need to stay inside. Even with the air conditioning, I'm too hot.
I don't do well with heat.
No, me either.
I'd rather be cold than hot.
Yeah, with cold, you can always put more clothes on. Or you can go inside and
turn
on
the heater. Or you can die.
To a point. When I was, you know, when Mike and I were kind of like long distance, I sent him a video called Hosier Striptease, which was me like taking off. Because I used to I'd have two hoodies, like this is under my jacket, I have a jacket, and then like a big hoodie, a small hoodie, two cardigans, a long sleeve, thermal.
Can I get a blue moon?
Blue moon?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I think we're good. Like a t-shirt and like an undershirt, then I would have like long underwear, and like sometimes tights under the long underwear, like three pairs of socks, boots. Everything. And so I did this thing where I like basically like stripped down to like just like long underwear.
That's really
t-shirt.
Hot.
And it was like,
ta-da!
It was really long.
Like 10 minutes.
It took a long.
You could have like sped it up with some funny music.
The Benny Hill music.
Yeah. So is that what the strip clubs in Edmonton are like?
You've been to Edmonton.
Canadian
porn. There. I mean, Lethbridge isn't that much different.
I know it's not at all. It's pretty fucking.
You
cool.
You like. Pose like you're a BC girl, but
they strip down to their jeans and a sweatshirt.
I'm a proud Albertan.
I'm
a total proud Albertan.
Actually, this is kind of a tangent that
I love Alberta beef.
No,
I don't. I love Alberta cattle.
Yeah, that would actually be a good t-shirt.
To be continued next week. Maar hier en kom weer niet bij. Ze werd wat er uit liep.